Read by Martin Caron. The headlines this Thursday, July 7th, 2022. EU prepares for complete cut-off of Russian gas. Polish government approves bill to sell Russian-controlled firms. And Rosolska knocked out of Wimbledon, ending Poland's tennis hopes. Good morning. Good afternoon. The EU is preparing for the doomsday scenario of a complete cut-off of Russian gas supplies, according to the EU Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen. Speaking at the European Parliament in Strasbourg in France, von der Leyen said the 27-nation bloc should be getting ready for shock disruptions by the Kremlin. We also need to prepare now for further disruption of gas supply and even a complete cut-off of Russian gas supply, she added. She told EU lawmakers that 12 member states have already been hit by reductions or full cuts in gas supplies. She stressed that the bloc was trying to wean itself off Russian gas and diversifying suppliers, adding that the average monthly imports of Russian gas declined by 33% compared with 2021. The Polish government has approved a bill that would allow the state to sell off Russian-owned companies that had been sanctioned over the Kremlin's invasion of Ukraine. Under the bill, such firms will go into what is known as compulsory administration. Poland's development and technology minister told reporters that the government would appoint the administrators. The administrators will prepare the sanctioned entities for sale while protecting the interests of the workers. The list currently comprises 15 individuals and 34 firms, including Kaspersky Lab, Novatek Green Energy and PAO Gazprom, as well as Mikhail Friedman, the founder of Russia's biggest private lender, Alpha Bank. Poland's tennis hopes at Wimbledon have been extinguished with the defeat of the last Polish player left in the tournament. The Pole and her New Zealand doubles partner, Erin Routcliffe, on Wednesday succumbed 1-6, 7-6, 3-6 to Americans Daniel Collins and Desiree Kravchik in the quarterfinals. Poland's world number one, Iga Świątek, crashed out of the women's singles competition after losing 4-6, 2-6 to Alize Cornet of France in the third round on Saturday. Świątek in 2018 won the girls' singles title at Wimbledon. And finally, the beach in Gdynia Orłowo, which disappeared after winter storms, has been reinstated, with the first phase of the works being completed. Around 100,000 cubic metres of sand has been deposited to reconstruct the beach surface in an area near the pier. The next phase, which will be performed closer to the Sopot end of the beach, will be carried out in August and September. In total, around 250,000 cubic metres of sand will be deposited using sand that has been dredged from modernisation works on the port of Gdańsk breakwater system. The works are estimated to cost around 4.5 million Polish zloty. There is a longer-term plan to construct underwater thresholds that will absorb some of the energy of winter storms. Today will be a showery day with sunny spells in a moderate breeze and temperatures of 19 degrees centigrade, 66 degrees Fahrenheit during the day, and 11 degrees overnight. Tomorrow will be another showery day with scattered clouds again in a moderate breeze and temperatures of 20 degrees during the day and 12 degrees overnight. That was the Radio Gdańsk English News and Weather.